on the line now have Declan Breen, Waste Prevention Officer with the East Midlands Waste Management Office. Good morning to you, Declan.
Good morning to you, too.
Okay, now the launch of this reuse, it's a different way of looking at recycling, I think, is it?
Well, it's not just recycling. So reuse kind of embodies lots of different things. So for us, one of our taglines is repair, remake, reimagine.
Okay.
So reuse. A lot of people assume that reusing is finding maybe another purpose for an item, but it's a lot more than that. It's about keeping materials in circulation for as long as possible. So when it comes to items, let's say in your home, you could consider upcycling an item. So upcycling something is as simple as maybe painting or reupholstering furniture that maybe you feel you don't like anymore and you want to change. Or it's reusing is something as simple as a reusable water bottle or a coffee cup.
Okay. And also, it's to do with clothes and books and stuff like that as well. Borrowing instead of buying, for instance, from the library, which serves two purposes, actually.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So reusing, it includes lots of shared services as well, like you've said, such as the library, or other things that people don't consider reuse would be maybe the use of public transport or services such as GoCar or Dublin Bikes. So we would consider that reuse because it means that instead of each individual owning a car or a bike, that it's shared between multiple people, which means that not as many resources needed to be used to create that one item that several different people use.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like a great idea, and the reaction to it, I'm sure, is good so far. It's a countrywide.
Yeah, it's a national event over the whole month. At the moment, I think there's about 100 different events going to happen all over the country. And we actually have our flagship event for the Eastern Midlands region happening today, and it's going to be in IKEA. And there's a reuse, upcycled office space on display. And then there's going to be a couple of workshops happening throughout the day. So between 11 and half one,
okay.
There's going to be creative reuse of everyday items.
Okay, I'm going to be talking you're going to be talking to someone from IKEA in a few minutes, so I'll get all the details of that off of them.
Okay, no problem.
Just to talk, Declan, not put a damper on things, but a lot of the things that's been suggested, unfortunately, especially with electrical goods, but clothes as well, people find that it's cheaper to buy than to get repaired or whatever as regards to that. That's a bit of a battle for this. If you intended to go on, obviously you do after the month is up.
Yeah, well, fast fashion, I suppose, is one of the biggest polluters after food globally at the moment. But the whole idea of reuse is to try to get people to change their attitudes towards that. So if you think if you buy some clothes which are better quality and then if you swap them or donate them to a charity shop or with friends or whatever, and then maybe you can purchase better quality clothes which are secondhand.
Okay.
And then I suppose it changes that attitude towards maybe buying something cheap that you wear once, whereas you spend a little bit more money and then you might repair that item or you'll swap it with somebody else or donate it. And then you know that if you have donated something good, that hopefully somebody else has donated something good and you'll be able to buy something which is good quality also.
Mm-hmm. As I said, you're hoping for this to continue after. It's a month sort of thing to give people a flavour of what you want to do. And there's events all over the country and people can look up www.crni.ie. And as I say, Declan, it's something that you hope people will just latch on to, and this is just a guide for them.
Yeah. So just with the website that you've mentioned there, it's actually www.reusemonth.ie.
Okay.
And then there's lots of graphics on there that you can learn how to reuse everyday items at home, at work and at play. And then on there as well, we have toolkits for individuals, communities and businesses and how they can get involved in Reuse Month and then take things they've learned from Reuse Month onto the rest of the year.
Okay.
And we also have a calendar of events there so you can see what's happening in your town or county or region.
Well, I heard a colleague of mine saying he hated using the C word, and I hate using it this early myself. Well, Christmas is a great time when people could put this all into practice, because people either get presents or whatever it may be, or they get fed up with things pretty soon after Christmas, and that's a good time to carry on this format, I suppose.
And be yeah, a good exactly,
practice.
Yeah.
It'd be good practice for them.
Yeah, and as I said, there's the toolkits on there, so you could go back to the toolkits that we have on the site after Christmas to see what are the best options for you to do with unwanted gifts or
okay,
wrapping paper.
Okay, you're way ahead of us then on everything like that, Declan. Listen, thank you very much for talking to us here in Near FM. Anything else to do with this? It's all over the country anyway, and then people can look up the website.
Yeah, it's all over the country. Just make sure to check out the website, reusemonth.ie, and if you check out CRNI on social media, they'll be posting there about different events as well.
Okay, thank you very much, Declan.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Bye-bye. And I'll be talking to Ali Sheridan from IKEA in a few minutes around the same thing on something that's happening there. I think it's all day today, but I'll find out all about that in just for a second, play a little bit of music. On the line now, I have Ali Sheridan, sustainability leader at IKEA. Good morning to you, Ali. How are you? Can you hear me okay, Ali?
I can, yeah.
Okay. No, I was talking to Declan Breen about this initiative for this month's Reuse Month, and IKEA playing a big part in that.
Yeah, so we're really excited to be part of Reuse Month this October. As Declan probably spoke about, Reuse as a national campaign in October, trying to inspire as many people as possible to think about how they can reuse in their own lives. And I suppose at IKEA, we have huge ambitions about reuse and circular models. And we're really trying to share as much inspiration with our customers as we can this month.
Okay, and in the demonstrations, when you talk about reuse, are you just talking about IKEA products and how it can be reused, or is it other products across the board?
Yeah, so for this month, we've got what we're calling a reuse room set on display. And in that display, we have some IKEA products that have found a second life. Some of them have been repaired, some of them have been upcycled. And we've also got some amazing products from our charity partners. So we've got a beautiful upcycled coat from Rediscovery Centre, who are our neighbours here in Ballymun. We've also got some articles from charity shops like books and shoes and things that people may not think about when they think of second life. So we've put them all on display here in the middle of the floor, really just to inspire our customers to think about how they might reuse in their own lives.
Mm-hmm. I'm just looking at some of the objects. Something maybe should be for one thing and then they can be changed to be used for something else. That's the idea getting from some of it.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's not just about keeping things longer, which is a huge part of it, but also starting to think in different ways about some of the products that we have. So, for example, one of the rugs that we have on display, it's actually made out of offcuts from making curtains in the store. And we've also got what would have been originally a drawer unit now being upcycled and being used as a different kind of storage in the home. So some really creative ideas about how to think about furniture differently.
Mm. And it's making IKEA think about their own products as well and how they can be shown off as different, having different uses. Has this sort of changed that aspect of it as well?
Yeah, absolutely. In IKEA, we're on a massive transformation journey at the moment where we're moving towards a completely circular company over the next few years. So what that means is that we're going to be taking back a lot more products. We're going to be designing products for longer life. And we've already started. So, for example, if you get a chance to visit our showroom, you'll see one of our kitchens on display here. It's made from recycled wood and recycled PET bottles. And we've also started to think about some practical ways we can support our customers in keeping products longer. So, for example, we're creating modular products now. So we all know that we move through different life stages and we have different needs at different times. For example, now we have a sofa which you can add pieces to when you need more space, maybe when you've got kids or a bigger family. And we're also introducing removable sofa covers as well, because we know sometimes that can be a barrier to keeping a product longer. So it's definitely a huge focus for us and we're really excited over the next 2 years to push that even further.
That sounds terrific, actually, like a sofa that you can make bigger and all that sort of thing. It's a great idea. How long is this display going to stay up in IKEA? And is it the one up the road here in Fingal, near Ballymun?
Yeah, that's it, yeah. So it's here for the entire month of October. We'll be kind of changing some elements of it to keep it fresh throughout the month. And today in store we have...
Sorry, you're breaking up a little bit, Ali. Can you hear me okay? Because you're breaking up a little bit. I think she's gone. Oh, there you are, yeah. Well, you went completely there for about 30 seconds, Ali. So I'll just get the details of the store off you and what people can look up. Are you going to keep it on after the month as an ongoing thing?
Well, no, we'll have it here for the month, but in terms of promoting reuse and circularity, we'll have that constantly now.
Okay.
The store.
Well, as well as going to see it in the local shop, give us where you were situated and the website also.
That's right, and there's events happening throughout the month as well in store to help promote reuse. So today we've got some amazing upcycling events happening in store with our partners Recreate, and later in the month we also have some recycling talks and some zero waste living workshops, and all the details are available on our website.
Okay, and the website is ikea.ie.
That's the one, yeah.
Okay. This has been a great pleasure talking to you, and I might try to get over and have a look at that, seeing it's there for the month, and I do often be over there, so I'll go over and have a look. It sounds very interesting, and some of the pictures look interesting as well. Great ideas, great initiatives. Thanks very much, Ali.
Thanks a million now.
Thank you. Bye. And that's
Ali.
Bye. That's Ali Sheridan, sustainability leader at IKEA, and you get over there. It's just over there near Ballymun there, and just look up ikea.ie for all the details of that.